Once again on the Breakfast Club, it is time to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack from Nick and Knack. And of course, TQAG.com is the place you can find them on the web, but you can find them right here also on Robinhood Radio. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So nice.
It's unusual. We're both in the same place at the same time for a change.
And now I'm in a different place. I'm in my beautiful home studios here in Casa Miles.
Yay.
All right. Well, I guess we can get right down to it because I've got a whole bunch of stuff on my list here. I think we talked about this when we first heard about it, about the first generation iPhone going out at auction. It sold for $63,356.40.
Wow.
Only Apple, you know. Really, I mean, all of the firsts from Apple have done very, very well. I mean, I just think they're going to just continue. I mean, I don't know how many people kept their original iPhones because in order to upgrade, you have to send the one back. So I don't know how many of them are really actually out there. I think that would be an interesting statistic to find out because, as you know, rarity is one of the things that drives a value on something like this. And if there's a lot of them out there, it could affect the future value. But it's always the first one that comes up.
Well, what's interesting about it, she received it as a gift in 2007, but because she had a job and she had a cell phone already, she decided not to open it. And so she held on to it. She went and got it appraised and they thought, oh, you can get probably $5,000 for it. She paid about $600. If she bought it, she would have paid about $600. But of course, $63,000 is a little more than $5,000.
Well, yeah, if the technology keeps going like it's going, the new iPhone's going to cost $63,000. I mean, some of these these phones are just ridiculous in what they're asking for.
The other great thing about this, and this is what drives the price to $63,000, is that it was also sealed in the box. So it was in never used, pristine condition. And that is part of the value characteristic that the people are paying for, is that they understand that this piece has never even been turned on. So it's one of those pieces that's going to be in great condition.
Well, what's interesting about it, she didn't even take it out that the wrapper is still on it. You would figure that somebody in the course of 13 or 14 years would have just looked at it to see what it looks like again and stuff like that. But
another thing about it is the packaging. The packaging for Apple from the very beginning has always been so sleek and so cool that there are people who don't even like to open things, or they keep the boxes. And we were two of those people. For a long time we kept all of the packaging because the packaging
was boxes, but not the cellophane that goes in. It was just the boxes. But also, to give some perspective, is last August, a factory sealed first edition iPhone sold for $35,000. And then in October, it sold for $39,339, another one. So it's basically doubled in price since just last October. I think
did it say that those were also unopened?
First edition, factory sealed. Correct.
Factory sealed.
No.
Pretty amazing. Wow. Well, if you think that's amazing, did you guys see the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Don't even get me started. No. It took me 10 minutes. I could not. The performances were very stellar, I will say. I just could not wrap my mind around it.
Guess they're already selling something online with actually an auction starting today at 9 a.m. This is being recorded on February 23rd, by the way. It's going up for auction. The hot dog fingers
yes
are going for auction. It starts It starts today, as I said, we're recording this on the 23rd at 12 noon, with all the proceeds being donated to one of three charities, three different charities: Laundry Workers Center, Transgender Law Center, and Asian Mental Health Project.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
You know, the movie, people have been, watching the movie and really enjoying it. Maybe if I was in the right frame of mind when I started it, I might have gotten all the way through it, but it was a little bit too bizarre for my taste. But when I saw the hot dog fingers come on the screen, I thought I was going to fall off the sofa laughing, because it's like, what the heck?
Well, I have to admit, I love science fiction. And even about 10 minutes into it, said, now this isn't the type of science fiction that I can get through.
Yeah. Well, I haven't tried. She was amazing, though. She really was amazing. She was very, very good. In fact, the whole cast was.
I do have an upcoming trip to Denver, so maybe I'll, for the airplane, maybe I'll download it and watch it for the trip and report back before the auction ends. But interesting that they're putting things up so quickly. The movie's just out.
Yeah, that's what I found amazing about it. So
yeah,
such a quick turnaround. But maybe because it's a cult audience that really liked it, it's probably going to make some money for those charities, I would figure.
I would imagine, especially because it's got a lot of Oscar buzz as well. So I would have thought that they would have done the auction after the Oscar, but I guess because it has, I think it's up for 11 different Oscars, 11 different awards, that maybe they just thought, oh, let's just put this up now.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with that. Motorcycle auction time. Ready? Now listen to this. A rare 1908 Harley Davidson has become the most expensive motorcycle ever sold at auction. It's a what they call a strap tank model. And guess what? It got over $935,000 in Las Vegas.
Wow.
I'm sure you've seen the photo of it. It's really beautiful. I mean,
it's a beautiful piece. I'm looking at it right now.
It looks like it's in totally original condition.
Well, they restored it, but it's funny. One motorcycle collector said that he would have paid far more than that if it was in the original condition.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, that would be, I think that might be pretty hard to find. I mean, it does look like it's original, but I guess
with the restorations.
It's all the original parts. I mean, there are no new parts on
right.
it. So the restoration is a true restoration. They didn't add anything else onto it at all.
Well, what's interesting about the piece, too, is that, of course, it would probably have needed some TLC and some restoration, because it was a barn find, apparently, that has been in this person's possession since 1941. And I would imagine that barn was not properly heated or air conditioned. So there would have been some wear and tear on the bike to begin with. And I think that, people may have paid a little more, but I think that a lot of collectors, they do, especially for motorcycles and for cars, is that they also do enjoy a properly restored and in good condition piece. So that's a very good price.
Yeah.
Well, there is one question that I think a lot of people want to know is how much that would have affected the value had it been in original condition. And it's,
I don't think it would have been that much, simply because there are no replacement parts on it. So I think it would have been a little higher,
but not much more.
Well, maybe $100,000-$200,000 more. But I don't think much more, simply because it was done correctly. All the parts on it are original. So I think that really saved the day.
Well, and also we've talked about this in the past, where, for example, old pedal cars, people would prefer buying them totally restored. And it doesn't really seem to have affected the value that much, which is kind of I guess my point of the question is, because I think when you have something that is this rare, that all of the pieces are original, I think there's some forgiveness about the fact that it's been repainted and retrimmed, but all of the parts are original. So I think in this case, it's one of those cases where I don't think it would have made that much difference.
All right, here's a story that's not about old stuff, but coming up in our area this weekend at Troutbeck, there's an auction being held. And it's an auction that's going to feature Ukrainian art from Ukrainian painters,
artists,
sculptors, and artists. And it's the auction is being moderated by a woman from Christie's. So, the first auction they had for Ukraine up here, I bought in about, I think, $60,000 or $70,000. And maybe this one will bring in more. But I don't think Christie's is doing it, but I think it's a woman auctioneer from Christie's that is going to be the auctioneer.
Oh, wonderful.
And this is just for it's just to benefit the Ukraine. Just
it's going to go to three different funds that go directly to Ukraine. Yes.
So. Well, I know that there are other auction houses and other I guess what's the word I'm looking for? Philanthropists who are selling some of and buying a lot of the Ukrainian art to help. So I think that's a very positive story. I you like a good story every now and then, and this is I think one of them, because it's we all know what's happening, so we hope it does well.
Well, we'll stick with Christie's, because I guess they're going to auction off masterworks from the estate of S.I. Newhouse, and Christie's is expecting to surpass $144 million.
Yeah. And that's only an estimate.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, because we've all seen what's been happening in the art market over the past year. So that's a good guess, I think.
Well, they have sold. They've sold some of the pieces, from the S.I. Newhouse collection in 2019. So they're now selling more from the estate, and it'll surpass, they're thinking, $144 million. So,
One of the exciting things about the sale is the fact that if you're able to go on and look at these pieces, a lot of these pieces have probably never ever been seen by the public.
Right.
So that's the upside and the downside of having a private collection. The upside is you have something that nobody else has. The downside is those people who don't have it would like to see it. So hopefully this will be one way that people can at least see what the collection looks like and what goes into building an amazing collection like this.
All right, well, we'll go on to the other end of the scale here. An 1,100-year-old Hebrew Bible, which is missing only a few chapters of Genesis, they're expecting it'll get up to $50 million at auction.
Oh, my God, no. I didn't. Wow. I didn't even see that. Where is it going to be sold?
I'm not sure, but the auction hasn't come up yet. But it's the Bible is called the Codex Sassoon.
Sassoon.
Yes. Sassoon. So,
it's going to be sold at Sotheby's.
Oh,
it's a ninth century. Wow, biblical text.
Yeah.
Amazing, and it says it required over 100 animal skins, 400 sheets of parchment, and countless hours of labor to artfully put this together. Wow. That's amazing. It's estimated between 30 and 50 million. And it goes up at auction at Sotheby's. Let's see if it says when. This and
Oh
it
my
says
goodness.
this really is it's one of the most ex it'll be one of the most expensive documents if it sells for that much.
I just pulled it up actually, and the first thing I notice is why is this guy touching the actual paper in the text? That's a no-no, I would think. I mean, for something like this, because just the oil from your finger, it doesn't matter if your hand's clean or not, but the oils from your can actually discolor the paper. So that's a
It
bad
says
that that's
late
bad.
spring. It says the
Late
piece will
spring.
be sold in late spring, and it says that the it was on display at the London British Museum, but then it's going to be it's touring through Tel Aviv, Dallas, Los Angeles, and New York before being sold in the late spring. So, wow, we'll have to keep a keep an eye on
I
that.
just
That's
don't know
fabulous.
how could something made like that actually make it through 1100,
Survive.
a 1100 years. Amazing.
Well, and in the text it says the Bible this Bible disappeared for 600 years and then it reappeared in Frankfurt in 1929. So, you know, it was probably under somebody's bed or in a closet somewhere for 600 years. I mean that's amazing that it and probably because of those 600 years wherever it was, not it was out of mind, out of sight, and was protected. That's why it's in the condition that it's in. Wow.
All right. Well, we'll
Well,
wrap
that'll be
this
fun
up
to
with
follow.
we'll wrap this up with something completely different. The ornament of a baby, which was purchased for $2 by a bargain hunter, turns out it's a rare porcelain, and that is going to auction and in England, and it could bring up to $36,000.
Was it a teething toy? Was it a teething toy?
It's no, it's a it looks like a baby
That's a piece of
sleeping
porcelain.
in a cradle or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing what lightning striking for somebody who picks up something like that. But you know
Yes.
what? They had to have an idea to pick it up, though. I really, you really think so?
Well,
There's
you
something. Yeah, I mean, somebody must have thought, oh, well, this is kind of interesting too. It's a sleeping child, and it's English porcelain. So they just were probably like, okay, you know, pay $2, 40 cents, whatever it was. But then they realized that it was produced in 1745 by the London Chelsea Porcelain Factory, one of the earliest in English porcelain. So
Wow.
my message to all the people out there with those porcelain Christmas trees, just keep them in the closet.
Keep them protected. Your day will come. Your day will come.
All right, so where are you guys going to be next week? Together again?
No.
No, I will be in Denver. The travel starts up. I was home this week, and so I'll be in Denver next week for meetings, and then after that, just it's all points west.
I do have one thing that I would just like to say. We had after last week, or the show that we did was, I think it was last week. It's been a while, but we were talking about the auctions on television, and I had asked about whether or not they were live or not because I wasn't sure. And a colleague of ours who is an auto auctioneer has a they sell cars. And she listens to our show from the out on, in the West, and it's like great, we have fans all over the country. So she was she said, I was really glad to hear you were talking about them, you know, the auto auctions and Meekums and all of, they are live. What I was watching was actually live, so that was very helpful. And I appreciate the email and the
Yeah, that was
information,
from Jeanette. That was from Jeanette.
yeah. So, just so you know, Marshall, we have reach.
Well,
You might be the smallest public radio station in the country, but you know, when we talk, people listen.
on that note, We'll have to speak. We'll speak to you guys next week. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thanks. Have a great week.
Take care, buddy.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.